It's Tuesday, May 12th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. Is America ready for live music again? We might have our first test this week. Despite not being in compliance with the state's stay-at-home orders and rules for public spaces, country rock singer Travis McCready is scheduled to take the stage Friday night at Temple Live in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Concertgoers must wear masks, will be temperature checked, and must social distance inside. Graham Boley, investigative reporter for the New York Times, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Graham.
Hi, Oscar. Good to be here.
The country is in this mode of getting ready to reopen slowly. States are starting to ease restrictions on social distancing and allowing some businesses to open. One of the big things that a lot of people I know are waiting for is when we can see live music again. It's a big part of people's lives, and it's just a great escape from a lot of what's going on. But you have to practice a lot of the social distancing in these enclosed areas. There's going to be a lot of rules around it, but we might get our first look at it this coming Friday. There's a country rock singer, his name is Travis McCready, who's scheduled to play at a venue in Fort Smith, Arkansas called Temple Live. But there's a little confusion as to whether it will happen or how it's all going to play out. Graham, tell us a little bit about this.
The music industry, as we know, came to a grinding halt mid-March, and lots of fans have been very disappointed and frustrated. Whole industry has stopped, and we've been writing stories about unhappy ticket holders having their concerts postponed or cancelled and getting their money back or not getting their money back, and the great frustration from the companies as well. There's a lot of money at stake and a lot of jobs. But we may have suddenly this first indication on Friday of that things are ready to start again. And a promoter in Fort Smith, as you said, has got an act ready, has gone through a lot of preparations to make sure things are safe in his mind. Got lots of social distancing inside this small venue, a theater in Fort Smith. All sorts of rules and regulations, kind of a much reduced crowd, masks to be worn, people to sit apart from each other in like little pods around the theater. And he hopes this will be the first concert that happens since coronavirus struck. And the artist is very excited, and they hope it will be the start of kind of acceleration of the industry again.
The way this is being billed is as an intimate acoustic live performance. Already when you hear the word intimate, you're thinking close, and that kind of defeats the purpose of the social distancing. I mean, I'm sure that's just the way they're billing it, but as you mentioned, they're taking their steps to make sure people are 6 feet away from each other. How is this playing out with regards to stay-at-home orders? I know the governor there, Asa Hutchinson, has said that they are not in compliance with the order. It just seems like they can shut it down if they want, basically. How is it looking like it could play out?
Well, it's challenging what the state is saying. It's really pushing up against it. So you're right, the governor came out and said that concerts could start again on May the 18th, but only for audiences of 50 or less. So that seemed good news, May the 18th, 50 or less. This is on May the 15th, and it's for over 200 people. So it tests the rules in both those ways. And so the governor's office, who I spoke to for this story, says this is not in compliance with our rules, and we're sticking to that. We're not budging. And the mayor of Fort Smith, a very generous gentleman I spoke to, you know, he was very excited about the prospect of live music starting again. But he said he will uphold the state's rules. And at the moment, this concert does not meet those rules. So there are talks going on. Both sides that I spoke to seem to believe they're going to get their own way. But at the moment, I'm not sure whether this concert is going to go ahead.
The concert promoter has said that this is on track to being sold out. And as you mentioned, maybe about 229 people in a 1,100-seat theater. I was looking up at some pictures of Temple Live. It's a former Masonic temple. They have like a general admission type of area where people are just standing, and then the rest of it is seating. And you mentioned about how people were going to be stationed in these pods. Can you go a little bit into detail about that? My understanding is that groups of people who are comfortable being in closer quarters with each other will be able to sit with each other, and then those groups will kind of be separated as well.
If you look at the ticket map, you can see it. It's like these little areas spread out around the theater, and each grouping is 6 feet away from the next grouping. So I could show up and I could buy a ticket for four people, me and three friends I'm comfortable with. I'm already sort of part of my bubble in the world of coronavirus. So I can take those four people to this concert and sit there and be 6 feet away from the next pod. And they're offering these little groups of like 2, 4, 6, 8, up to 12. And so you can go as a group of 12 and sit like in a group on your own. That's one of the many measures Temple Live have put in place. You know, you have to wear masks. Masks will be for sale, which the promoter believes will kind of ensure people's safety. And then there's sort of towards the stage, there are some seats as well in sort of the kind of standing area at the front, but the seats sort of spread around. And then there's the artists themselves, and there's going to be four of them. You know, I spoke to them, Travis McCready, the singer, and then three other guys, and they're very excited. They won't be wearing masks. They will be social distancing on stage, although, they, as I said to me, you know, it's going to be quite hard once you start rocking out to keep that distance. But they were very happy to be part of this sort of, as they put it, like the beta test for this new world. This may give us an indication of how concerts will look the next few months. You know, if they start to go ahead, you're going to see strict distances and people apart and the way you can behave and you can move around the theater. This is a small place, and it's going to be quite interesting to see if it works.
They're also going to do temperature checks on people when they arrive, and they're going to have one-way walkways as well to help limit how close people are getting to each other. The last question I just wanted to ask was the legality of all this. Obviously, it doesn't jive with what the governor's orders are. I think some of the people from Temple Live were trying to use an argument similar to how people congregate for churches and saying, hey, if a church can do it, why wouldn't we be able to do it? I don't know how well that legal argument would hold up, but that's something that they were trying to float around.
The promoter feels very strongly about this. And on the day that the governor said that concerts could open with these strict rules, he also made an announcement about churches and religious gatherings, which can open effectively immediately. So no date restriction there and with no limit to the number of people. And the promoter has seen that and seen a sort of similar announcement made in the last few days on casinos, which also have sort of more relaxed restrictions than the concerts would have. And so he says this is discrimination and thinks he's being discriminated against. So I did check that out with a few civil rights lawyers in Fort Smith and around, and they didn't think that would really fly very much because he would have to show that his arena on his own was being discriminated against, whereas this is a rule that applies to all people. So I don't know. He's arguing that, and he said his lawyers are arguing that, but I'm not sure how much traction it's going to get.
Well, possibly we could be seeing the first concert on Friday, but we'll see if that will play out. Graham Boley, investigative reporter at the New York Times, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.